On Friday, December 6th, the red planet Mars will sweep into the scales of Libra, as though he were a right jolly old elf, slipping into position to weigh and balance the naughty and nice on his Christmas list. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So on Friday, Mars will appear in the morning sky near the star Zubinel Janubi, the brightest star in Libra and the best-named star in the whole sky. What's more, Friday is December 6th, the feast of St. Nicholas of Myra. Now, Nicholas lived in the 4th century, and he came to be known as the patron saint of children because of his secret gift-giving, which later lent itself to the tradition of secretly placing gold coins in children's shoes on the eve of his feast day. So St. Nicholas was referred to as the Wonder Worker, as Sinterklaas, and he's the inspiration for modern depictions of Santa Claus. The festive mood of gift-giving that surrounded his feast day spread across the centuries and all around Europe until the Protestant Reformation of the 16th and 17th century, because at that time, the leaders of the Reformation wanted to do away with the cult of saints, in part by abolishing St. Nicholas festivities and changing the celebration of gift-giving from the eve of St. Nicholas's feast to Christmas Eve, which was meant to teach that the Christ child was the ultimate bringer of gifts, not the saints. Still, if you watch our jolly old elf Mars throughout December, you'll see the red planet near Zubinel Janubi in Libra on this week, Friday. Then Mars will be visited by the waning crescent moon on winter solstice, and on Christmas Eve, Mars will slip into the region of the Scorpio underworld, where all the best secrets of the season can be found. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.